Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 24 Nhlangula 2022 ngokuphethwe. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Zimbabwe is a unitary state. Musa tere rava rotia. Don't you talk as you don't tell us nonsense.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhla uvule okusemthethweni umhlangano ohlangothi lwabesifazana kubandla lakhe. Kulabanye abantu abasola ukuchothoza kwakhe ibandla le-MRP lele Citizens Coalition for Change.
Abayinse saba itholi COVID saphinda saba right, so imask isagqokelwana ngoba imask awuzivikeli wena, uvikela the next person. So what's the point of uvikela umuntu ongafuna ukuvaccinate?
Uhulumende wakwele South Africa useyesule yonke imigoqo efakelwe ukwenqabela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki samba leqembu elicula umdumo werumba. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhla uvule okusemthethweni umhlangano wobuhlangothi lwabesifazana kubandla lakhe. Kulabanye abantu abasola ukuchothoza kwakhe ibandla leMthokazi Republic Party lele Citizens Coalition for Change. Abohlangothi lolu sebehle baphuma lesinqumo sokuba uMnangagwa nguye ozabamela ngomnyaka ozayo kukhetho lokudinga umongameli. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabomama abangamalunga ezanu-PF bakuphakathi komhlangano eHarare International Conference Center oqale izolo uyaze uyephela ngensonto. Kusimemezelo esenziwe umphathintambo wezomvikela labalwa impi yenkululeko ongumgcinisihlalo njalo ezanu-PF, unkosikazi Opamuchinguri Kashiri lamhlanje eHarare uthe abohlangothi lwabesifazana lusekela umqondo wokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nguye okumele amele ibandla labo kukhetho olukhulu luka 2023. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wamukele ngenjabulo usekelo lohlangothi lwabesifazana ukuthi amele ibandla lakhe ngomnyaka ozayo. Nabo mama bezana uPF unxuse abanye abesifazana bamabandla ezombusazwe abasuke eMozambique, eCuba, eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eNamibia, eTanzania, eAngola, leMalawi. Ugijima ngendikimba ethi total political and social economic empowerment for every woman by 2030. Kusenjalo amabandla aphikisayo asesole inkulumo kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ayenze izolo eGweru emhlanganweni lamalunga ebandla lakhe lapho achothoze khona ibandla leMthwakazi Republic Party lele Citizens Coalition for Change. Asimuzweni ekhuluma umongameli Mnangagwa.
Zimbabwe is a unitary state. Zimbabwe inyika imwe chete. Kana nenga pinyo no mwea ukuda kubarura kana kupatanura Zimbabwe, mwea wari gioni. Uka pinyo ane mwea wari gioni. Jesa no tinda kumbura ono yura. Musa tere rava noti aaa. Ilonzi mtoka siyo, jontara nonsense.
Umabhalane jikelele webandla leMthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patson Qaba uphendula inkulumo kamongameli.
Wathathe kalula kodwa sikujabulelayo ukuthi usesazi ukuthi uMthwakazi usefuna eyakhe inkululeko njalo uMnangagwa uyazi kamhlophe ukuthi la mazwi awakhulume esegwelu asho ukuthi la ngamazwi amabili ehlukeneyo noma angaze azame ukuzenza sengathi la amazwi ahlangene amazwi lamabili umthwakazi uyakhululeka kuphela noma kubomvu noma kumnyama
isikhulumi sebandla lesisi kobulawayo umnumzana Swilenchi Rhodza usola inkulumo kamongameli
umnanga kwanguye umuntu wayesebenza labantu abasuka amabutho ayesebenzela uSmith esebenza labo ngemva kokuthola uzibuse behlasela abantu abalwa impi yenkululeko bengaphansi kohlangothi lwezipha iyona iGoogleround babebambe noKen Flower labo umnangagwa behlasela abantu besindebeleni azikhanye esibukweni umnangagwa ukuthi nxa isithi imbwasungada uchobani
olwela amalungelo oluntu unkosikazi Cora Ndebele uthi umongameli nguye oseqale ngodlakela kukhetho luka 2023
abantu basazobulawa ngobuningi abantu bazoba leviolence abaningi sisazobotshwa kuletha ukwesaba kuma activists lama politicians ukubana bengakampeni bekhululekile ngoba besesaba kubana ibandla libusela lizababotshwa kuyayenza lokho kwenza ukubana sile lesolo yokubana ama-election azabuya la asoze ebe fair ngenxa yokuthi sohle kwaqala manje ukwethiselwa lokubulawa kwabantu
umongameli Mnangagwa akaqali ukuphosela amazwi aqatha kubandla le-CCC lele-MRP njalo useqalile ukukhankasela ukhetho oluzayo lobanje kungakahlelwa usuku lokuqhutshwa kwalo ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 wobulawayo ningu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Uhulumende wakwele South Africa useyesule yonke imigoqo ebifakelwe ukunqabela ukumemetheka kwe-coronavirus. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba.
Esethula inkulumo kwabezindaba izolo umphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezempilakahle umnumzana Job Phahla uthi akusadingeki ukuthi izalwane zakwele South Africa zigqoke amamaski uthi njenge ziphatha amandla sezempilakahle bakubonile ukuthi inani labahlaselwa yicoronavirus lalabo abagula bayivalelwa esibhedlela selehlile kakhulu.
What is off the table? It's a compulsory wearing of mask in certain settings.
Akekho sengabanjwa ngamandla ukuthi yagqoke imask loba nje abayifunayo sebengazigqokela yona.
Maybe just add to say we would still encourage, especially in indoor settings, feel free to wear a mask.
Uthe labo abafisa ukuqhuba imbuthano sebengabuthana santando kungela ndaba lokuthi bangake izethekele ezingena kwele South Africa lazo akusadingeki ukuthi ziveze ubufakazi bokuthi zihlatshiwe ijekiseni yokuvikela icoronavirus. Leli nyathelo likahulumende weSouth Africa selemukelwe kakhulu izalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa. Umnumzana Mandla Sibanda uthi yena ubevele engasegqoki imaski.
Abayense sabayithola iCOVID sasaphinda saba right, so imask isagqokelwana ngoba imask awuzivikeli wena, uvikela the next person. So what's the point of uvikela umuntu ongafuna ukuvaccinate? Thina sivaccinatile, abanye siyitholile, saphinda sasila sesi right, imask asadingeki lapha.
Kodwa-ke isizalwane sakwele South Africa umnumzana Henry Mulife uthi yena lanxa kusitsho ukuthi nguye yedwa ozasala egqoke imaski ilizwe lonke uzaqhubeka egqokile.
Kusesekudela siyakhona. I-COVID isasekhona iyabaqeda abantu. Noma ke izinga le lamanani lingekho kakhulu kangako, kodwa siyezwe indabeni ukuthi kukhona abangaka abashonile, khona abangaka abagulayo. Mina ngisafuna ukuziprotect.
Ngokwezibalo zogatsha lwezempilakahle babheze udlwana kwenkulungwane eyodwa 1050 abahlaselwe yicoronavirus kumahola angamashumi amabili lane edluleyo 24 hours, kanti kufe abayisikhombisa. Ngosenjalo urhulumende ubike ukuthi sekutholakale umuntu wakuqala ohlaselwe umkhuhlane we-monkeypox kwele South Africa. Ogulayo lo umkhuhlane ngowesilisa ole minyaka engamashumi amathathu. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngemikhuhlane ethelelanwayo e-National Institute for Communicable Diseases, umnumzana Adrian Puren, uthi owesilisalo ohlala edolobheni le-Johannesburg akazange aphume phandle kwelizwe okwenza abacabangele ukuthi lo mkhuhlane uthelelwe ngumuntu osephakathi kwelizwe.
We just need to be aware, and certainly it's important that the contact tracing, both forward and backward contact tracing, takes place in order for us to identify any other individuals that may have been exposed or
kuqakathekile ukuthi sihlole bonke abantu ake axhumana labo ukuze lo mkhuhlane ungamemetheki ebantwini abanengi.
Either do actually also have the infection, and those be identified, get tested, and go into isolation. I think it's important for us to try and limit as best possible.
Umnumzana Buren uthi lo mkhuhlane ovela ezinyamazaneni njalo osusemazweni amaningi okwamanje umemetheka kakhulu kwabesilisa abathandana labesilisa, loba nje ungakhethi imhlobo loba ukuthi umuntu ngowesilisa kumbe ngowesifazane. Izibonelo zawo zibalisa umvimbano, amaqhubu emzimbeni, lezinye ezihambelana leze coronavirus. Uthi okungcono ngalo mkhuhlane ukuthi awubulali abantu njengalokhu okwenziwa i-coronavirus. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg, South Africa, inguthuso Khumalo.
Umanyano wamazwe angamajumi amahlanu lane 54 we-Commonwealth usuhlolisisa imizamo yelizwe leZimbabwe elifisa ukubuyela kunhlanganiso le kulandela ukususwa kwayo ngowayengumongameli uMoyi uRobert Mugabe ngomnyaka ka-2003. Kukhangelelwe ukuba udaba lolu luzahlafunwa kabanzi ngempelaviki kungakagqitwa umhlangano we-Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting owenzelwa eKigali kwele Rwanda. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Fred Shaba, umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe. Umsekeli webandla lezanu-PF umnumzana Eliphas Mashaba uthi kumele leZimbabwe libuyele kumanyano lo.
Ubaba uPresident Mnangagwa waba le-approach yokuthi khona i-re-engagement with all others, ama-organizations which matter, because iZimbabwe is not living in isolation, even a day yodwa. Ngakho ke ivele sasikhona ku-Commonwealth, but saba lomehluko esaba nawo ngesikhathi sikababilethi President Mugabe. Kwakhulunyiswana kwehluke ukukhulunyiswana, but kathesi kuyadingakala ukuthi sibuyele sisebenze ndawonye. Yisifiso se-government yeZimbabwe le ukuthi khona kube ne-re-engagement. Asiboni isizathu why bengathi singabuyeli phandle, ngoba konke ababekhala ngakho isibona ngathi kathesi ubaba uMnangagwa is in cost, into zonke ababekhala ngazo ziyalungiseka.
Ye, kodwa kulabanye abathi akula lutho solulungisiwe khona manje, ungazani uhulumende kaMnangagwa uyafana xathu lokwaMgabe kambona ngabaphendula usithi nabantu abajunjalo.
Kambe shua anti leli lilizwe. Ilizwe is not a supermarket. Yokuthi khona iyavulwa, iyavalwa, iyavula, iyavalwa. Nxa ngaphandle nxa kulabanye abantu esithona bama-blinders afakwa amadonki lana wenza inkomo engafuzanga ibone eceleni. Uthi i-development ekhona elizweni kabayiboni, ama-re-engagements ababona kabayiboni, ephalamente zithi zanti iphalamente lo, iphalamente yethu, ama-members ephalamente yethu akhona ngapho ukuzorepresenta ilizwe in the Commonwealth issue. Ama-reforms asenzakele kambe mangaka asenzakele, there are countless numbers. Nxa umuntu wabeke kuba yi-opposition, always the opposition, umuntu uzicine se-opposa lesithwalo esiphekwe ngumkakhe endlini.
Umnumzana Eliphas Mashaba lilunga lebandla leZANU-PF sixoxa laye ekobulawayo. Sixoxe njalo lomnumzana Ambrose Sibindi okunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
So-ke kathesi kunesina zethu lama kulala imhlangano we-Commonwealth okhona. Engxenye ngase sikhangela futhi sibona ngathi indaba le ama-human rights iZimbabwe lokungayibambanga kuhle. Engxenye khona kwana kuzenza ukuthi ibuye futhi ibe lohlupho lokubulela. Njalo sinanzelele ukuthi silama-issues amaningi okuthi kulabantu eZimbabwe lapho zakuthi obani sebebulewe, obani sebecathile. So zinto ziyasilimaza ngase sikhangelwa ngumhlaba wonke. Yikho sokusenza ukuthi njengelizwe sicine sesifuthele eceleni singangeni. Bese sinazela futhi lezi zinto zomnotho zenezi ukuthi ngezindlela indlela esilathi esizibamba ngayo. Suka sibe lama-police angathi axabana futhi lamalungelo abantu. khona ngokunye futhi okwenza ungathi into zingasihambeli kuhle. Lobudlawudlawu nje uba khona ikakhulu ingase sisiwa kulokhetho olukhona. Khonokwano udlawudlawu ehlangana labo elizweni. Yikufuna ukusiphosa ukwenza singangeni Commonwealth. So ke kule ukuthi ngalezo zinto ezibona zikalungiswa, sibona ngabe ngayizimbabwe ngaba lehlupho ukuba nibuyele ku-Commonwealth.
Ye, manje ubona ngazani pho kuyalungiswa nini lilizwe lezimbabwe konke lokhu njengoba sibona lakatesi abantu abanye bayafa into ezinjalo okungakhanyiwo.
Yikho sihlala sikuthi ukuthi silohulumende, uhulumende we-ZANU-PF, sihlala sikuthi ukuthi sokuyisikhathi sokuthi kade sakabuyele sibilahloniphe amalungelo abantu. Ahloniphe amayizongana lokuthi xa usiyavota ngabe lo muntu ohlukuluzwayo. Ahloniphe futhi esingathi thina umuntu ocabanga okuthiyenelayo ngoba kulabo lohlupho khona.
UMnumzana Ambrose Bendi ukunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association sixoxelaye ekoBulawayo. Abezempila kahle eZimbabwe namhla bangene usuku lwesihlanu lokukhalala umsebenzi kungela sokuphume kulokho kutshengisela. Lanxa iningi belikhala ngokwethuselwa ngamapholisa, abezempila kahle laba bathi bazaqhubekela phambili bekhalala umsebenzi ngeviki ezayo uhulumende aze alungise izikhalazo zabo zeholo. UDokotela Paulina Sikhosana, umgcinisihlalo we-Health Service Board, uthi bazama ngamandla wonke ukulungisa konke okuhlupha izisebenzi. Ulaftok namhla sikhangela ukwanda kwezehlakalo zodlakela lokungahlaliseki kwesimo sezombusazwe kwele Zimbabwe. Sikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Idale le-Supreme Court kwele Melika namhla lesule umthetho omdala ukuvumela abantu ukuba bekhiphe izisu okusemthethweni ikakhulu labo abadlongileyo abakhubazeke emzimbeni labanye. Lokhu sokwethuse abanye abantu kwele Melika ngoba umthetho lo uthabisa labo abangangasekeli kukade kusenzakala. Izabelo sokumele zikube yizo ezilawula ukuba kwenziwe uma umuntu efisa ukukhipha isisu. Abahluleli abayisithupha phakathi kwabayisificamunwe munye 9 bavumelene ukuba kwesule umthetho lo. Okwamanje wothi sike sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Isivumelwano esisanda kwethulwa esokwengezelela isikhathi sokumisa impi kwele Yemen kuze kube mhla ka-2 ngoNcwabakazi kutshengisela indlela entsha kulimpi, kutsho isikhonzi se-United Nations esimele okwenzakalayo kwele Yemen uHans Grunberg. Impi yakwele Yemen iqale ngomnyaka ka-2014 lapho abahlamuki benhlanganiso ye-Houthi abasekelwa nguhulumende wele Iran bahluthuna amadolobho alelo lizwe babangela ukuthi umongameli wakhethwa ngokusemthethweni abaleke elizweni okwaphazamisa imizamo yokuletha ukuthula. Kulandela isicelo sikahulumende wakwele Yemen eleSaudi Arabia lakhokhela umanyano wamazwe olwisana labe Houthi laba kusukela ngenyanga kaMbimbitho ngomnyaka ka-2015. Abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezifika phose amakhulu amane 377,000 sebefile empini eyaqhamuka ilizwe laba lobuyanga lendlala. Ekuqaleni kokuzila kwabokholo lwesimoslem iRamadan ngenyanga kaMabasa, umanyano wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations wakhokhela inkulumo ezavuma ukuthi kube lokuyekethisa impi le i-ceasefire. Kwaba labafayo abalutshwana, uzulu wenelisa kuhamba-hamba, amafutha ezimoto lokudla kwatholakala lula. amacele womabili avumelana ukwengezelela isikhathi sokuyekethisa impile ngamanye njalo amalanga angamachumi ayisithupha kuze kuyefika inyanga kaNhlangula. Ngokuvuma ukwekethisa impile sokulethemba kuZulu ukuthi impile esibhidlize ilizwe ilakho ukuphela, kutsho isikhonzi se-UN uGrandberg. Umongameli Joe Biden wamukele ukwekethiswa kwempile esithi inyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo sibonga isivumelwano senyanga kambimbitho kube lokuthula okuncomekayo selokhu limpi yaqhamukayo kuminyaka eyisikhombisa isanda kwedlula. Impilo zabantu abazinkulungwane ziphephile. Umongameli Biden uncome imizamo eyenziwa ngusikhonzi Grandberg lomela elemelika kwele men uTim Lender King ekufezeni lesi sivumelwano. Uphinde wancoma lokusebenzelana kwamazwe alumhlubulo esithi leli Saudi Arabia litshengise ubukhokheli obuqotho ngokusukumela phezulu ukuxazulula lokulolonga lesi sivumelwano esakhokhelwa ngumanyano we-United Nations. Uhulumende wele Oman wadlala indima enkulu ekulolongeni lesi sivumelwano lokuvuma ukuthi inkulumo zenzelwe elizweni lakhe. Elegipite lele Jordan avula amagceke endizamchina ukuze indizamchina ziphaphe zisiya kwele Yemen kunyanga esanda kwedlula okwabangela ukuthi inkulumo lezi ziphumelele. Ukumisa impi yakwele Yemen isifiso esimqoka senhlelo zobudlelwano lamanye amazwe lele Melika okufuna ukufezwa nguhulumende wele Melika. Obona ngobudlelwano bele Melika lamanye amazwe u-Anthony Blinken ugcizelele ukuthi ele Melika lizimisele ukufeza isisombululo esilethanda wonye wonke umuntu esilesisindo esizabangela ukuthi izizalwane zakwele Yemen zibe yizo ezizidingela izibopho kungela kungenela kwamanye amazwe ukuqeda ukudubeka kukaZulu wele Yemen. Kusipha amandla uZulu ukuze azilungisele elakusasa kungela kungenela kwamanye amazwe lokujezisa abonileyo lokudinga abephula umthetho. Sikhuthaza amacele wonke ukuthi athathe leli thuba lokuthula ukusungula umumo ozaletha ukuthula lokuzinza kulelo lizwe.
Belalele udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wakwele Melika. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi omutsha weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu le-Highlanders uBrito uthi umdlalo wabo wangesonto leqembu le-Black Rhinos uza kuba umhloliso womsebenzi wamaviki amabili ezibambe esidukwini. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
UBrito uthi asekubone kubadlali bakhe kumaviki amabili esebenza labo kumupha ithemba elokuba leli qembu lizatshaya ezikwayo kuhlandla lesibili lemidlalo
yeliga. Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ngokubonileyo lalokho esikwenzileyo. Sisebenze kanzima kumaviki amabili lawa sizama ukulungisisa iqembu. Alikabi esimene engisifunayo kodwa ngokubona kwami siqhuba kuhle. Akula muntu ongabumba iqembu ngamaviki amabili kodwa nxa abafana bengaqhubekela phambili besenza njalo lokhu engikubonileyo sizajabulisa abalandeli beqembu.
UBrito uthe umdlalo wabo leqembu leBlack Rhinos yozambonisa ukuba abadlali bakhe bengawumela yini umsindo ngoba kulomehluko omkhulu phakathi kokuzilolonga kanye nokuncintisana lamanye amaqembu. Umsekeli kaCaptain weqembu leHighlanders uNqobe Zithamasu uthi kuningi asebekufunde kuBrito lomsekeli wakhe uJo Martins Torres.
Ngathi kuyajabulisa kumnandi kakhulu bona ngabantu abathanda ukubana sikholise ngokunjalo futhi bathanda ukubana siqakathekise umsebenzi wethu basifundisa ngezinye indlela lathi kunyathi singakwazi sokuningi abakubisileyo ukubana sincedisane kodwa bakuqakathekisayo kakhulu ukuthi sibe yimuli sibambane.
Kweminye imidlalo yeviki yechumi lathuba mnembili iqembu leCranbourne Bullets lizadlala leChicken Inn ngasesakuva. Iqembu leBulawayo City lizemukela leNkezi Platinum Stars ngaseBarber Fields. Iqembu leYada lizadibana leDynamos ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Yonke imidlalo izadlalwa ngomgqibelo ukuthi yangesonto izadlalwa ngokulandelayo. Iqembu le-10X lizemukela ele-FC Platinum ngaseSakuva. Iqembu le-Cape United lizachana lele-ZPC Kariba ngase-National Sports Stadium. Iqembu le-Wawa lizanqikelana lele-Manyika Diamonds ngase-Ascot kuthi iqembu le-Triangle lizadibana lele-Bulawayo Chiefs ngase-Kipo. Kolunye udaba olumelana lomdlalo wenguqu kusasa amaqembu ayithoba mina mbili yamajaha leminyaka engaphansi kwelichumi lesikhombisa azabe ethe gwaqa enkundleni ye-White City Stadium kumncintiswano wokuqala we-Marvelous Nakamba Foundation Under 17 Invitational Tournament. Umqondisi walimidlalo uNduduzo Sibanda uchasisa kabanzi.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo ziyangqikilana kumdlalo we-Super 8. Amateam azaqala ukudlala ngo-8 ekuseni echone engqikilana
kusibaya sika group A ulamaqembu abalisa ele Highlanders elinjube Spurs ele Dynamos kanye lele Manchester Academy kusibaya sika group B kuleqembu le Ajax Hotspur ele Chicken Inn ele Bulawayo City kanye lele Wange Dynamo. Imidlalo yesibaya sika group A izadlalelwa phakathi enkundleni White City kuthi yesibaya sika group B izadlalelwa ku B Arena. Amaqembu azaphutha esendaweni ezimbili eziphezulu kwengalane yemiklomelo yo azadlulela kusigaba sesemifinal kuthi azanqoba lapho adibane ku final ngensonto. Imele isitudio 7 ngoBulawayo uJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo lwe-Woza Friday liviki sihamba leqembu elicula umdumo werumba elizibiza ngegama lokuthi Manzamnyama Stars Band. Leli qembu selethule idlalade elitsha elilesihloko esithi ikhuba lokuboleka alilandima. Kubika uNtukwamele Nkomo.
Idlalade leli lilengoma eziyisikhombisa. Nango umholi weqembu uLeba Hlongwane.
Salibonani balaleli, siqala ukucula ngo-2016 kuzofika manje sinama-album ayi-4. Kusho ukuthi siliqembu nje sihlangene, sihlangane lapha eGoli saqala ukulisungula. Omunye uphumela uPano, omunye uphumela eBhinga, mina lo mfowethu omunye siphumela eTsholotsho. So kusho ukuthi sisaphusha-phusha khona umculo afikami sisaqhubeka sicula njalo.
Liphekwe ngobunono obukhulu leli dlalade kanti liqukethe ingoma ezivalisa ethi umfundisi uma wami, ikhuba lokubolekwa, indaba zothando, umalayitsha wekhwantamu, ukuthiwa ngabanye bethu kanye lethi vana bangu. Tenga umculo wenu bawuthola njani?
Abafisa ukuthi basisupport emculweni wethu bangasithola kulezi nombolo lapha +27719347048. Sise South Africa ngokuhlala ngokusebenza.
Abalandeli ke ubatshiyela waphamazwi.
Siyabonga kwabathengayo imculo ye yethu eRumba noma nje yonke imiculo ekhona sidiqhubekani ngokunjalo lithenga lesi supporta kuyasenza sibe lempumelelo ngalokho ngaphandle kwena sisilutho lokuthi nxa befisa ukusixhasa basishota ngokunye kokudlala umusic ebengangithinta lathi kuze sikwazi ukuncediseka kwabafisayo yabonga
baphuma ke enkundleni abafana bemanzi amnyama stars band ngale
When do you start up? Let's go see when this whole world
Sawa ngakhulu ke ntukameni komo lo ovalisayo ngumthombo sithemba ukeep student sithi libe lempela viki elijukela.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.